The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Jesus said, I am in here. Won't you please let me in? And you said, I will, but tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow. Said, here I stand, would you please take my hand? And you said, I will, but tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow.
Isn't that powerful? Can somebody clean this thing for me? Can somebody clean up here for me? Right. Wow. But tomorrow might very well be today. So do not say tomorrow. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you so much that you said to us that as long as it's called today, harden not your hearts. We are praying this evening that indeed we will live with the dictates of your word. Be gracious to us and help us and bless us and be kind to us and minister to us today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, be seated. It's Pastor Frimpis here. Come. All right. Very good. Are we blessed?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Just a minute. All right. Hallelujah. Right. 120 reasons why you must be a soul winner. Amen. 120 reasons why you must be a soul winner. Amen. Are you still here? Yeah. By the time you get through 20, you will say that, Bishop, don't preach anymore. It's okay. Well, what we have heard is enough. Are you there? Yes. After the 20, if you are still not a soul winner, I wonder what the 100 will do for you. Are you there? But I'm sharing with you 120 reasons why you must be a soul winner. I could preach a message about how you can build a house. How you can get a beloved. Are you here or going home? Hello. Yeah. But I'm talking about, I could say a message on 25 reasons why, how to be a nice husband. How to be a loving wife. But all of it is put to the secondary and tertiary levels. I'm sharing with you today 120 reasons why you, what's your name? What's your name? Your name, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Yeah, why you, Kojo? Why you, Nicholas, must be a soul winner? Amen. So this message relates to everyone, affects every one of us. Amen. Everybody is part of the message. Amen. So you need to. Why is it very hot here? Huh? Shouldn't you use the air conditioner small? And say, yeah. You should keep big office so you can pay the same bill. But it's not a bad idea because it's quite hot after such heavy rains. Are the windows open? How many of you are feeling hot? Why? No, I think it will still be hot, isn't it? You turn it on a little bit before you close the windows, otherwise you will saw this one directly on me like that. Put it on there and then. Is it on? It's our church. What do you think? Small and German, there's not bad. Matthew chapter 28. Have you turned all of it on? Very good. Right. Then close the windows. It's blowing now. Wow. Feel like preaching. I can give you all the 120 tonight, I tell you.
You must be a soul winner. Because that is the great commission, the great man command, the great mandate, the great instruction, the great order given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We are saying that the reason why it must be a soul winner is because it is a great command, is a great mandate, is a great commission, it is a great instruction, it is a great order that was given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 18. Bible says, Jesus, what version is this? Okay, go to King James. Why? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The next verse. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what we call the Great Commission. Am I right? This is what we call what? The Great Commission is a great command, is a great mandate, it is a great instruction. You see, these are the words that Jesus spoke to us when he was about to ascend. These were his final words to the disciples. Now, if a father is dying, and then your father knows that he's dying, on his sick bed, he calls for his three sons and two daughters to come. Doctor, I've said that in a few hours, you know, the man is going to die. Have you met anybody who was going to die in a few hours before? It's a complex situation. One day a man went to the hospital and they did some tests and examinations, and the doctor said that I have two pieces of news for you. One is bad and the other is worse. Which one do you want first? Do you understand? Two pieces of news. One is bad news, the other is worse. Which one do you want? Which one will you want first? The man said, please tell me the bad news first. The doctor said, you're going to die in 24 hours. That is the bad news. 24 hours, bad news. And the man said, what? But so what can be worse than this? So he said, please tell me the worst news. The doctor said, I should have told you this yesterday. I know you didn't get it. In other words, the man has about 30 minutes to live, I tell you. I should have told you you're going to die 24 hours yesterday. Now today has come. So that means that your time is finished already. Immediately the doctor said, the man just died immediately. That's the end of the story. What a shock. Now, if you knew you were going to die, what message will you give to your three sons and two daughters? You call them to your bedside, and I know what you tell them. You tell your sons, brush your teeth every morning before you go to school. Is that what you're going to say? You're going to tell your sons, please use toilet roll, roast toilet roll all the time. Is that what you're going to tell your when you are dying? You have only one opportunity to speak to your children. One last chance. Eh? You tell your daughters that, please, when you eat, wash the plates. Is that what you're going to tell them? You're not serious. You're a joker. You tell your children the most important thing that you like them to, that if they don't hear anything again, what you have said is enough. Now, these are the words of our Master, our Lord, our Savior, our King. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He told us day before he ascended, go. We are saying come. He said go. Amen.
Amen.
Go ye into all the worlds and preach, teach on teaching all nations. Amen.
Amen.
These were his words. So can you imagine how important it is? He has been with them for all these years. And now he's about to go. Foster. He's about to go. And the thing he tells them is that go ye into all the world. Go out there. Amen.
Amen.
Go and teach them. Preach to everyone. Teaching every nation. Baptizing them. Go out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Right.
So you see, if that is why they call the Great Commission, the Great Command. Because you see, if you don't obey your father at all, his last words, they must obey them. Are you there? I mean, if you do, that is why we write will. The will is there. The last will and testament of a person. In other words, this is my, if you don't have to do anything I have said, as for this one, even if you go, see, if this particular one, this is what I wish to be done. When I die, I want to divide my inheritance. I want my child to have this. This is the man's will. That's what we call final will and testament. Final will. That is his will. That this must be obeyed. And everybody is bound by law to obey the man's last testament. The last thing that he wrote, this is, and anytime you write, people update their wills. Maybe you have a land, you make a will, you build, you make another will, and then you buy another land, you make another will, you build, you make all the things that you acquire, which is real. People update their wills. Maybe your child becomes so rebellious and stubborn, so he decides not to give him anything. You cancel his name from the will. I mean, you update your will. Do you understand? Oh, you don't get what I'm saying? Her air condition is very nice, but I tell you. Are you still here? No, I'm telling you. You see, so you do this and all that. So you do, and then every will you write, you have to state in it that this one, supersedes. This one is, this is the final one. It supersedes any other will. Any other document written on my behalf in my name. This is my last testament. These words I'm saying are the most important, my final words. So anybody who brings a word that was written 5 years ago and one was written last year, the one which was written last year supersedes the one which was written 5 years ago. You cannot use that one, because the last statement are the most important one. And I'm telling all of us here, Jesus spoke parables. He taught us many things. He taught us beatitudes. Am I speaking to anybody here? He taught us many things. But his final words, before he departed, he said, go. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He said, do what? Go. And that must be, Maxwell, are you there? Good to see you. I think we're on Sunday. Now, Bible says that, this is what we believers must embrace. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Every believer must embrace this mandate. You must see it's so important. And that is what he said, and lo, I will be with you always. He will be with those who go. If you don't go, he will not be with you. But if you go, he will be with you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. And lo, I will be with you always, all the time. As you go, he'll be with you.
Amen.
I said, as you go, he'll be with you.
Amen.
Am I talking to anybody here?
Yes.
Why, how do you think our church, by the grace of God, have come thus far? It's because of the simple instructions. Go. And we are going. We have not stopped preaching the gospel. We have not stopped planting churches. We have not stopped building churches, because we believe in the command. Go. Say amen.
Amen.
And if you don't go, he will not be with us. Because that's what he said. baptizing my name and so on, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. In other words, you can go to the remotest corner of the world, he'll be with you.
Amen.
Because you're going in obedience. You are not going to watch soccer. You are going to preach the gospel. He will be with you always.
Amen.
Say amen. And I'm saying to everybody in this church, if you are in this church, we will go.
Amen.
I say we will go.
Amen.
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 We sing it. Go ye therefore. Go. 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 Go and teach all nations. Go, go. Where's grace? Baptizing them in the name of their Father. From beginning, go ye therefore, come on.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go, go, go.
All right, let's sing it again. When we get to the last one, go, you have to push three people. Push them to go. Are you there? Understand? Let's say, ready, go.
Go ye therefore and preach all nations. Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go, 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 go,
go, go, go,
go.
The second verse. If you love me.
If you love me, really, really love me, feed my sheep.
If you love me, really love me.
If you love me, really, really love me, feed my sheep. Lord, I'll be with you ever and ever. My sheep.
If you love me, really love me.
If you love me, really, really, really love me. Feed my sheep.
Lord, I am with you.
Lord, I'll be with you forever and ever until the end of the world.
Anyone who loves the Lord here, give me a way.
My sheep.
Sing it again. If you love me.
If you love me.
anointed. It's like a joke, but we are going to go. I said we are going to go. I'm saying that these are Sunday mornings. We will come to church. We will go out there and we shall bring them in. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you there? Are you there?
If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep.
If you love me,
if you love me, really love me, feed
those of you
my
sheep. Baptize.
Lord, I am with you forever and ever.
Amen. I said amen. Everybody will go. This month of April, everybody will win a soul, two souls, four souls for the Lord. Can I have an amen? If you're in this church, you go and you bring them in. I said you go and you bring them in. Amen. And he said, lo, I'll be with you. Lo, I'll be with you. Lo, I will be with you. Amen. Amen. To the end of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you still in church?
There
is this famous great man of God, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth. He said, not called. Did you say not called? Did he say you're not called? Who said he's not called? He said, listen. He said, not called. Not called. Did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Instead of saying not called, say I've not heard it. Because you see, if Pastor Isaac, where's Pastor Isaac? Go and stand outside, please. Run outside. Okay? Stand at the end, by the cross. Get to the cross. Somebody call him for me. Please, let him come. Call him for me. Right. All right. Pastor Isaac. I called you 5 times. Why didn't you come? You didn't hear. Don't say you didn't hear. Don't say you're not called. Say, I did not hear. Nobody must say I'm not called. Say, I have not heard it. But as for the call, I called. Amen. That is what he's saying here. That don't say, I'm not called. Rather say, I have not heard it. But as for the call, dear, you are called. If you are sitting here, there's a call of God on your life. Put your hand on your head and say, there's a call on me. Do you believe it? May God use you. And may God bless you. Amen. How many of you are still here? Okay. So let's listen to what William Booth is saying. Put your car down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to burdened, agonized hearts of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for hell. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you. Go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Help me, Jesus. Then look in the face whose mercy you have professed to obey and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Are you there?
Right.
Now listen, let me move on very quickly. Another reason why you must be a soul winner is because you have been created for good works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had ordained before that we should walk in them.
Amen.
Amen. God had before ordained that you should walk in some good works. Tell your neighbor, hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him you have been created for good works. No, say it like you believe it with all your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sisters, are you still here or go home?
Yeah.
Ladies, are you here?
Yeah.
God didn't create you just to marry. Oh, I didn't hear what I said. You have been created unto what?
Good works.
And it's very important for us to see this is what God has created you for. Amen. God has created you unto good works. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to read from the Message Bible, joins so many things, all right? By the New Living Translation, NLT. Yeah. Is it there?
Yeah.
It says to us that, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things he planned for us long ago. Amen.
Amen.
You are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
You are the best that God could ever make.
Amen.
Amen. When you see a carpenter, you see a type of chair, and the chair can't stand on its four legs. The chair is the workmanship of a certain carpenter. Do you understand? Somebody created that chair. Somebody manufactured that chair. Are you still there? If you go in some bed, you sit on the bed and the bed just collapses. That is somebody's workmanship. But you are God's masterpiece. In other words, you are the best that came out of God.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
God took his time to create you.
Amen.
Let those who believe say amen.
Amen.
That is why you must always, if you look at yourself, see that God, you must say God is a very wonderful creator. Amazing creator.
Amen.
Amen. Created you in his image. Amen. He took his time to create you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So nobody should ever say that, oh, God didn't create my ear. My ear should be a little bigger than it is now. My nose should be a little longer than it is now. Huh? Are you here of going home? Yeah. How many of you have ever wondered why did God create you this way? What a shock. Hello? But you are God's workmanship. I tell you that he created you unto good works. Amen. Everything that God created, there's a purpose. Am I talking to you here?
Yes.
There's a reason why God created you. You were created for a reason. Amen.
Yes.
The other day, I could hear some noise on my ceiling in the house. And then I said, hey! I thought that mice have come to my house. No problem. I went and got a cat. I opened the ceiling and put the cat there. I bought the cat for a reason. There's a reason why I brought the cat to the house. Within a short time, I could not hear any of them anymore. They all disappeared. The cat has achieved his goal. The reason I bought the cat is I achieved his goal completely. Do you understand? I brought the cat to the house for a reason. You were created for a reason. Hallelujah. Dora, God created you for a reason. Your reason in life is not to look after babies. It cannot be that, oh, God wanted you to come and look at the baby. So God said, I'm creating Dora so she can look after babies. It cannot be. It can never be. It can never be. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. May you achieve the reason why God put you here on earth. At the end of your life, may you be able to say with Paul, I fought the fight. I ran my race. I kept the faith. There's nothing else that has left that I should do that is undone. I pray for you here that you keep the faith. You run your race. You fight the good fight that is set before you. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. Are you still here? Yeah. Many of us, we are changing the reason for which God created us. We even don't know why we are doing what we are doing. But God created you. God, Eric, God created you. Philip, God created you. Amen. Fine letter. God created you unto good works. Unto good works. Not just to chase girls. Hello? For we are workmanship. We are God's masterpiece. Masterpiece. God took his time and molded you. Amen. Are you still here or going home? Sit down, let me continue preaching. I'm preaching, I tell you. Tell them, but the man is preaching to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So it's very important to see why God has created us. Amen. Unto good works. Amen. You must tell yourself every day that I've been created unto good work. Every day, tell yourself there's a reason why God created me. God, even if you are working at National Health Authority, is it Insurance Authority or Council? Insurance. Are you there? The work you are doing is to make you get something to buy food. But that is not the reason. God didn't create you to come and work for National Health. It cannot be issuing cards. That's the way. God, he created you to just come and issue cards, ID cards. Oh, it can never. Abba. It can never be. Never be. Huh? No. Your job, you're a doctor. So, if you're a doctor, it is not your calling. It may be your profession, but not your calling. The difference between a profession and a call. Amen. There's a time when call and profession meet. But your profession is different from your calling. I'm a professionist. I'm a lawyer by profession. But my calling is to go, 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 go. That's my profession. That's my calling. To go and preach. That's my calling. Teaching all nations. Amen. Amen. Are you still here or go home? Amen. Yeah. It cannot be that your job is to catch thieves at the bank, those who are trying to rob the bank. It cannot be that that's all that God created you to do. Are you a watchman? Are you a God created you a watchman or something? It can never be. Even your, as you are dead, you are still stealing anyway. You are still stealing and defrauding. All the risk is still not working so well. You always say MTN, a chip, MTN. Is that your God called you to come and sell MTN chip? Abba, then God, that's the reason why I created you to come and sell MTN chip. Say, my mobile phone, my thing is not working. Okay, do you want data? Do you want data? 1 month data? Or that's all your life.
Arriba.
What a shock. From Arriba to MTN to Tigo to Space Phone to Yabum. Yabum. What a shock. You are created unto better works than empty air. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Saint, you are created unto good works. Not just to take photo at the I hear he's always taking photos at the open air, isn't it? He and his brother. Always taking photos here under the cross. You are not created to just take photos. You are looking at me. Sit down, let me continue preaching to you. Lift your hand and say, I'm created unto good works. Even the drums you are playing here, Foster, that is not the reason for your creation. Play the drums, but more importantly, you are a soul winner. I'm telling you. You are a soul winner. Because drums, even unbelievers play drums. You understand? Unbelievers, you can invite them and they can play, and they play better than you. Unbelievers play keyboard better than you. So play keyboard doesn't mean that. No! Nobody should hide behind playing instruments and say, my work is to... No! Your work is to win souls for the Lord. This one is secondary. Let everybody say amen. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you still there? That is the number one reason. Your number one reason. Hallelujah. Everything else will come. Everything else is secondary. Yeah, look at my nice sister there. Nice face, but nice lipstick. You're created. Lipstick is not the reason why God created you. Look forward. Everybody, brothers, look forward. Brothers, look forward. I said the air condition is working. I'll preach all the 120 points today. Hallelujah. Yeah. Any Christian who says so winner is a backsliding Christian. If you backslide, you have other excuses. Oh, my calling is to look after my babies in the house. I hear even some Christians, some Christians even say that my calling is to be a doctor to help people. I said, have you read? I don't know. When Christ ascended, he gave gifts to men, isn't it? He made some apostles, doctors, nurses, politicians. Have you read that in the Bible? So I don't understand where it's coming from. He made some what? First apostles. Then what? Prophets. Evangelists. Pastors and teachers. Amen. And teachers is not teachers at LA primary school. That's what we're talking about. Teachers of the word of God. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
How many of you are still in church? Yeah. My brother, do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Yeah, do you? Very good. Amen. Cannot be a farm manager and say that you are, that's my calling. My calling is to make a farm so that people will not be hungry. Yeah. Okay, let's carry on. You might be a soul winner because soul winning gives joy and energizes Christians. Amen. You might be a soul because soul winning, that's what? Gives joy and energizes Christians. Amen. I said amen. Look at the Bible and look at one verse of scripture as we carry on. Look at Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. Luke 10, 1 to 3. Bible says, and these things the Lord appointed, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face. into every city and place whither he himself would come. Verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Now listen. We are going to be coming to church Sunday morning. I'll call all the aloes. I said, aloes, today it's your turn to go out. You are going to go out, leave your choir robes on the chair. You are going to go, and I will see those who will come to church that day. Amen. Amen. Are you there? Singing band will get up. Spike nuts will get up. Reggae choir are going to rise up. Ashes, we are going to go out there. Am I your pastor? I'm going to send you. Amen. Under the mandate of the Lord. And I see those who will go. And those who will not come to church that day. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17 of this same chapter. The same chapter. And the 70 returned again with joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Saying, Lord, even the devils were subject unto us through thy name. See, when he sent them two by two to go and preach, they returned with joy. They did what? They returned. Him squire, you are going to return with joy. Listen and say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. They returned with joy. Amen. Amen. Because they went out to preach. They came back rejoicing. Look at what they said. Verse 18. And he said unto them, just said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You know, when they came back, and they were excited about that. That's when Jesus told them, listen, more power is coming to your life. May you receive more power and more energy for the ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt. This scripture is for those who have been sent, not for those sitting down and idling. Can I have an amen? Those who go out. And they come rejoicing. They said, listen, more work is there. But I'm sending you out. I'm giving you power. Tread upon serpents and scorpions. Amen. Amen. Are you still there? They came back with joy. You will come back with joy. Okay, that is one of the greatest joys that you can have. To see someone that you have led to Christ. You have talked to him about Christ. You've been able to bring him to church and he's doing well. You know, one of my joys when I go there, say, Bishop, I know you. Years ago, you preached at this place. And again, I said, wow, I feel so happy. It gives me such great joy. Such great joy. May you experience that joy in your life in Jesus' name. Not the joy of just buying a car. Amen. By the joy of being a soul winner. May it bring energy into you. I said, may it bring energy. You know, any church that does soul win, a lot of energy in it. But if we sit back lethargically, dull and so on, there's a lot of quarrels and fighting. I'm telling you. There are quarrels and fighting for those who are not going anywhere. But if we are going somewhere seriously, you don't have time to quarrel. You don't have time to gossip about people. Let every sister say amen. Amen. Are you still in church? Am I coming along with you? Are you coming along with me? Hallelujah. Let me give you 117 more points and we close. You don't have a wife and children, so say you leave you on Friday. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You must be a soul winner, because soul winning is the heartbeat of Jesus. Soul winning is a word. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Are you feeling cold?
No.
I thought there's some villagers here who are feeling cold in the air conditioner. Luke chapter 19, verse number 10. Let's all read together loud. And everybody join me, read loud and clear. Ready, go. Amen. That is the heart cry of Jesus. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. So this is Jesus' heartbeat. So when you are a soul winner, you actually have the heartbeat of Jesus. What a blessing. How many of you wouldn't be happy that this is the thing that is most important, just as it's beating for souls, beating for souls. When he sees you, that's why I said, I will be with you. I will be with you. Why should he come and shed his blood? And then we will sit down here and be joking among ourselves. I mean, he shed his blood so that we can become jokers. I mean, shed his blood so we just be here and then be just having fun, having one party after the other. He shed so that everybody can be saved. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Everybody can be, as simple as possible, can be reached. So when you are carrying, you see, when you're sowing, you're carrying the blood of Jesus to the unbeliever world. That's what we are doing. Carry the shed blood. Amen. That precious blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you going to go?
Yes.
Will you be soul winners in this church?
Yes.
Will you attempt to win some souls in this month of April?
Yes.
We will do it.
Amen.
I said we will do it.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And God is going to help us.
Amen.
I said God is going to help us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, be a soul winner because soul winning prevents church splits. So winning prevents church splits. Many churches fight and they split because they are not doing anything. I'm telling you. Can you imagine if all of Lighthouse, since Bishop started Lighthouse, he said, all of us are together in one place. Eh? We have heard where preaching, myself, Bishop Adi, Bishop Johnny, Bishop Intefo, Bishop Ishmael, Bishop Richard, Bishop Joel, Bishop Steve, Bishop Kakra. Which other bishop do you know? Bishop Ogo, Bishop Big Daddy, Bishop Kapus, Bishop Francis, Bishop Fabian, Bishop Oko, all the 60 bishops we have. We are all sitting here in the same room. And then before we move to the reverends, then before we move to the pastors, all of us are together in one place. And you know, he's preaching. I see, if that is preaching, if you look at you, you know, even me as a pastor, when I'm preaching, I see somebody's face. I feel like this, but he knows what I'm preaching already. Why is he sitting here to disturb others who haven't heard a word? I wish I could send them. Go! 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 Hallelujah! Yeah, because see, if you know too much, you become a critic. Amen? If you know too much, you only find faults. So, Bishop Sakshi have added this point. He left this verse out. God, the original message, when I heard it, that this voice and this verse, but this one, he has left. You see, your two non is destroying you. Before you realize, no, I'm not happy to look at your face. Before you realize, no, we are fighting. Are you there? It's the wisdom of God that made even the founder of the church decide that I'm leaving the headquarters of the church. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going far away. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And I'm going.
Wow.
Everybody must go. Let's all go. Let's all go. That is why we are blessed with more than 3,000 churches. Not that we are, Bishop Dagi said, a great man of God. He has the wisdom. No, no. All he wants is, let's go. Go. You go and start. You go. You go. You go. You. And when you go, you see God blessing the work and blessing the work and blessing the work. Say amen.
Amen.
Indeed, he's a great, great man of God. But it is little obedience to the simple word, go. That's what has brought us that far. I keep reading over and over again, Lighthouse, the largest church in Ghana, the fastest growing this and so on. It's not because of any, if you, I'm sure there's a great anointing, but basically it's because of a simple word, obedience to the word, go. 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 Why did we come to this valley? Why do you leave this place and come all the way here? It's in obedience to the word, go. Bishop comes here, Bishop said, look, you have been here for a long time. Go, go and find somewhere. We find some bush here and we came. And by the grace of God, here we are by and God is blessing us. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Bishop told Bishop Addy, go. Go and take that church out. Go and get, just go and do something. Go. Amen. And go and see the type of church that he has built on that side of town. And we are still going to be going. We are going. We are going. We are going. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless the work. And God is going to bless the work. Do you believe it? It's the heartbeat of the master. It is his heartbeat. Amen. It's a heartbeat. And to prevent church splits. Because if you don't go and go, you at a point that me too, I'm called. Why should I be sitting here in the man's speech all the time before I realize, no, you have left light out to start traffic lights. Traffic light in ministry international. And then also no, you're in the front of the also no, something, something. Candle lights. What a shock. Or touch lights. Touch light ministries, missions, international paraphernalia. I say, are you there? Hello? I say, are you still here?
Yes.
Many churches split because they are not able to go. I'm telling you. Right. Can I give you 150 more points? I feel like preaching more in a beautiful air condition like that. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
You must be a soul winner because soul winning prevents you from polishing the same coins over and over. Soul winning prevents us from polishing the same coin over and over. Luke chapter 15. Verse 8. My brother, what's your name again? Prince. Fantastic. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Mr. Dixon, are you there? Very good. Look at it. Bible says, either what a woman, often the woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the whole house and seek diligently till she find it. Verse 9. And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God for one sinner that repenteth. Amen.
Amen.
This woman had 10 pieces of coins. And she lost one. And she lit a candle of light and began looking everywhere for that one lost coin. Swept everywhere. Because I'm looking for that one coin that is missing. We can find it. And by the grace of God, he found it. If you search, you will find.
Amen.
If we go out, we will get souls.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
He found that one coin. And when she did, that one, only one coin, she called her neighbors and said, come, let's have a party. Because one coin was missing and I found it. The same way the great rejoicing. If the woman could have said, okay, it doesn't matter, one coin. She could be polishing the other 9 coins. I have a relative. He likes polishing his shoe. He's not going anywhere. He can polish the shoe and put it in the sand and bring it back. Polish and bring it. He's not going anywhere. Just he'll be there. No, just take the shoes and bring them out. He'll be polishing. Then we'll go and put them down. 3 days. Well, he'll be there. No, but he's there polishing. You can even see your face in the shoe. He knows how to polish shoes. The art of polishing. What a shock. And you know, many churches and many pastors, what we are doing is that we are polishing the same coin. We come, we look at your faces, we preach to you, hey, Bishop, we can preach you. Hey, you see, it's nice, but we are polishing you. We are polishing you. At a point, we must not go and bring in new people and not just polish the old coins over and over again. Amen. So every minister, our calling is not to pretend. Our fair calling is to lead you. If I cannot lead you to be so winners, then I'm not your leader. The work of a shepherd is to lead the sheep. And then lead them to green pasture. And then they will be fed at the green pasture. But the work is to lead. My work as a shepherd is to lead you. That's the primary work of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he makes me today, he takes me to this place. So many things happen. But the primary job of the most important, the first job of a leader or a pastor or a shepherd is to lead. So my duty is to lead you to become soul winners in this church. Can I have an amen? My duty is not to pray for you so that you not see lizards in your dream. Do you understand? Yes, I know we'll pray for you. But my duty is not to bind witches and so on who is moving your stomach. So the bishop, when you pray, the animal move from here to here and move from here. Hey! What a shock. But look, we pray for you. We minister to you. But my primary duty is to lead you. And I intend to lead you to become soul winners in this church. Because I believe in God's blessing for your life. And I know what I will do that will activate the blessing of God for you. I know what to do. What to do to activate God's blessing for your life is for me to lead you to do what is the heart of God. And when you take the heart of God, God will move on your behalf. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Are you blessed this evening? I said, are you blessed this evening? Yes. Lift your two hands up high and begin to thank the Lord for tonight. Go ye therefore, nations, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Father, we lift our hands to you. We pray that none of us here will ever be disobedient to your voice. Go, go, go. May we obey that great call. May we obey that great command.
Yes.
May we obey that great instruction.
Yes.
May we obey that great mandate.
Yes.
To go, to go,
yes.
To go,
yes.
Knowing that you'll be with us.
Yes, Lord.
You'll be with us.
Yes.
Many souls shall be one. This will be a going church.
Yes, Lord.
A going church.
Yes.
We will go out there and bring the sinners
in. Yes, Lord.
We will go out there and bring the sinners in.
Yes.
Through us, many shall be saved.
Yes.
Many shall know you.
Yes.
Many shall experience your power.
Yes.
Many shall experience your mercy.
Yes.
May we hear this word ringing in our hearts.
Oh.
When we go to bed, may we hear the word go.
Yes.
When we wake up, may we hear the word go.
Yes.
Speak to us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to us, O God.
Yes.
Let the word ring in our hearts.
Yes.
Let it ring in our ears.
Yes.
Let it ring in our bellies.
Yes.
Let the word go ring in our lives, O God. Until we obey you, help us to be yielded obedient to your way. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated.